Blog Talk Radio.
Studios of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas. We welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, TJ Tipton and Brad Dick.
Bradley, you're probably wondering what I'm doing.
Yeah, I am.
It is time for Right Talk. You have a great weekend, Bradley?
A great weekend.
Oh, I tell you what, mine was awesome. I'm in Fort Smith, Arkansas right now, in a motel room. Doing Right Talk. Yeah, no, I'm in camp meeting this week. Camp meeting all week long, and we're going to have a great time at camp meeting, and every night we're going to be here, and we're going to be having lots of fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. Absolutely. Week. A great week is in store for us. A great week is shaping up. Remember, the call of the show is 563-999-3597. Okay, and I want to talk a little bit about PodServe, right? It's the most incredible company, and their customer service, I'd match with anybody. PodServe enables you to do podcasting easy, okay? So everybody, you hear me say this all the time, Bradley, everybody has a voice, everybody has a choice, right? Everybody has something that they can talk about, and we're going to talk about more about that later in the show. But everybody has something that they can share, something that they can give to somebody else, right? We've all been gifted by the Creator to be able to give something to somebody else. And to do a podcast show, I know there's people that charges thousands of dollars to show you how to do a podcast show. I didn't pay no thousands of dollars. I just decided one day you and me were going to do a show. We said, hey, let's do it. And we're just recording it. Right, because we're doing it live everywhere, and so. But I want you to know that all you have to do, just once a week, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You might not had the gift of gab like Bradley, but you just every day. I mean, once a week, once a week. All you have to have is a graphic, right? You have to have a write up about what you're talking about. That's all you have to have, an MP3 of your show. Okay?
That's it.
And then what the great people at PodServe is going to do is they're going to create what they call an RSS feed, and they're going to get you signed up on every major podcast platform, over 50 different podcast platforms.
Wow.
Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Amazon. Incredible. For how much a month, Bradley?
$19.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know it.
That's crazy.
So, when I heard about it, I said, what's $19? It gave me 14 days free, right?
Exactly.
Let me check this out. And $19 gets you unlimited storage, unlimited podcasts. Now, you got to understand, I could start five or six different podcasts under five or six different names. They don't care. Okay?
Yeah.
Free podcast promotion, your podcast on over 50 platforms, one-on-one customer support. You pay month to month. There's no contracts. Would you like to sign up? All you got to do is go to righttalkshow.com, righttalkshow.com with one T, /podserve. PODSERVE, if you can understand this southern accent. Okay? Righttalkshow.com / POD, as in dog, SERVE, pod serve. One more time, righttalkshow.com / pod serve. Speaking of PodServe, right? Bradley, guess how many total downloads that we have had in the last 7 days? In the last 7 days?
I would say 150, 200.
665 people have listened to this show.
Wow. Right?
Because of PodServe. All right, now listen to this. Yeah. Are you ready? The number one state that downloads and listens to us is Florida. Disney World, here I come. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Second. Oh, they're moving up. Guess who's second? Does that give you a hint?
Oh, no. Texas?
Texas.
Look them horns, right?
We love you. We love you, Texas. We love you. We love beating you in football, too. And guess who's third? Third and fourth going to blow you away. Okay? Third.
Benghazi.
California. Close, but no cigar. California, right? And then this state blows me away. You ready? This is one of the most liberal states, right? Massachusetts. Is that how you say that? Massachusetts?
Something like that. Man.
And the list goes on and on, right? New York is like number seven. New York is number seven. We love New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm really excited. This is doing bigger and greater than what we could ever imagine. I give God the glory for that, right?
Yeah.
Because that it's important to be able to voice what you believe in, okay? And we're in like-mindedness. We've been together. Wow. I was telling Bobby Hogan the other day that that's who I'm doing a camp meeting with right here in Fort Smith. I was telling Bobby Hogan, said, I think it was 21 years ago this weekend, that you and I went and did his camp meeting, did the praise and worship at his camp meeting. So, you know, that's a long time, brother.
Yeah. You know?
So we want to welcome you to join us on some of these people will be getting this later tonight. But we really want to invite everybody to Right Talk live stream on Facebook. Let me say this before we go any further. Next week, Bradley, we're starting at 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
10 p.m. starting next Monday. We'll continue
next Monday.
11 p.m. throughout this week, right? But then starting next Monday, which is September something or another.
Be the 6th, Labor Day.
Oh, really? Do we get a break on Labor Day?
I don't know. You're the boss.
Probably not.
No. Does the news break on Labor Day?
Yeah, no. News always goes on, doesn't it? So
that's right.
Next Labor Day, we're going to start at 10 p.m., and then we're going to just kind of work through that, okay? But Facebook Live, if you want to join us on Facebook Live, remember just righttalkshow.com, righttalkshow.com/TJ, righttalkshow.com/Brad. That puts you on Brad's feed, which he's sharing, right?
Yeah.
And then the group is righttalkshow.com, right Talk Live. Right Talk Live. One word, one T. Share, 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 share. Hey, our YouTube channel is really starting to pick up as well, and that's righttalkshow.com YouTube. You can go to YouTube and just look up Right Talk. You'll see my pretty face and Bradley's pretty face, and just go there. Okay? You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you, Brad?
I wasn't sure where you might go with it.
I didn't say what
That's
Roseanne.
That's what makes the show so good.
Yeah, I know. But see, I wasn't going to say what Roseanne thought. Okay.
So
here's the deal. When they go to YouTube, guys, please subscribe. Hit the subscribe and press the little bell. Bing, 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 bing. Right, and it's going to notify you every time that we're on. We're on Twitch. Yeah. We're on D Live Live. We're recorded videos on. All of what we talked about, YouTube, Facebook, right? And I do want to say this. We're on Roku, and we couldn't find us on Amazon Fire Stick, so I got to call in on that, Bradley. But we are on Roku, okay, under Right Talk. I want to say that you need to write down the YouTube address, and that's Right Talk Show, righttalkshow.com. Right Talk Show, just right back behind me, Right Talk, add a show to it, .com/YouTube. And you can go to there and catch us live. Because if I make somebody upset, they might press the button and cancel us here on Facebook.
Because be crying.
Yeah, I know. But you know, the thing is, we talk about things that nobody else wants to talk about.
Well,
right?
Exactly.
So, podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Pod, Paradise, Amazon, iHeart, and we have some great sponsors already that is helping us and more coming. Got in the works maybe of Bradley, of us being on a radio station.
Yeah,
that'd be a lot of fun, right?
That would
be. We are heading to a lot of things. 563-999-3597. And Bradley, I want to talk about something that I believe is important to everybody that is born again or not born again, if you know Jesus Christ or doesn't know Jesus Christ, right? And it's this. We live in the greatest country in the world. And if you don't believe me, go on a mission trip with me sometime. Right? Go with me to Africa. Go with me to the Philippines. Go anywhere with me that you want to, Jamaica, anywhere. And you're going to find that America is the – I remember the first time I left America and I came back, I wanted to kiss the ground. I'm being very honest, you know.
Yeah.
I've been to Russia. I've been to India. I've been to Japan. There's no place like America. And what makes America so great – is that our is the forefathers developed a constitution that they tried to make everybody equal. Okay?
Yeah.
The First Amendment, I tell you, Bradley, what got me on this is I'm sick and tired of Christians, okay, saying that we have no right to be in politics. I'm so sick and tired of people misquoting the separation of church and state, because there's a bunch of ignorant people out there. Okay? I've ran for Congress. I've ran for a Republican Party, organizations. Okay? I'm politically involved. I believe that we, as Christians, if we don't stand up, okay, every right we're going to be taken away. And I'll prove it to you, okay? I'll prove it to you. Now, I don't expect non-spiritual people, non-born-again people to understand this, okay? And I'm not being rude if they don't, but what I'm saying is this, Bradley. If the government told the church to stand on your head for 5 minutes and it'd get rid of COVID-19, half of America would be on their head.
True.
Remember whenever COVID came out last March, closed down the churches. Remember that?
Yeah.
And people were even arrested and took to court because they did not shut their church down. I didn't shut my church down because I had a First Amendment right. Later, those people were sued, right? The people, the government entities that were sued.
Yeah.
And they had to back up because our First Amendment right says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's the First Amendment. That's my First Amendment right. Okay. So I know that people, we have a right. We have freedom of speech. We have freedom of press. And we have the freedom to do what we're doing right now, okay?
Right.
That's our American right. That's what's been given to us, okay?
Yep.
And for someone to say that Christians should not be in politics is a slap to every person that signed the Constitution. It's a slap in the face. We need to understand that we have an obligation, okay? Jesus said this. They came to him and they said, who do we pay taxes to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, you give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and you give to God what is God's. Now, the problem that why Jesus didn't talk a lot about politics, right? Because they were expecting a Messiah or a Savior that was going to conquer Rome. Okay, and so whenever we start, everything then was monarchy or emperor. There wasn't no such thing as a democracy, and a U.S. is not a democracy. We're a republic, okay, where people choose to make the law. Okay, so we're a republic. And the separation of church and state, I'd like somebody to call in and kind of tell us what you think about this. But the separation of church and state is paraphrased by Thomas Jefferson. And guess who Thomas Jefferson was talking to when he started talking about the separation of church and state? He wasn't talking to Congress, and he wasn't talking to any political party. He was talking to a Baptist church. And this is what he meant by, I know there's a lot of people out there telling us what Thomas Jefferson originally meant whenever he said that there needs to be a separation of church and state. It's real simple. Why did our forefathers flee? Why did the Protestants flee England and then Holland, really Holland, and come over to the shores of America? Because the government was trying to tell them how they could worship God. Separation of church and state is not about keeping the church out of politics. It's about keeping the government out of the church.
Exactly.
Come on, folks, wake up. You know, I have a lot of respect for a man that I see on Facebook. I've never met him, but his name is Greg Locke, Pastor Greg Locke. And he's very, very radical. Okay, in his political beliefs, and he's not afraid to share them with you, and that's the problem. That's the problem that we have right now, is that we have people that are afraid of being political. We have people afraid to voice their opinion and what they believe.
Yeah,
we have a people that's afraid, Bradley, of being able to tell others what they think is right or is not right. Okay, I have a right to tell you that taking a child out of a womb of a woman is wrong.
Yeah.
I have a right. They get mad. People get mad. I've had people disfriend me. We'll have people that won't listen to the show anymore. But, you know, that's their freedom. They have a right to do that, right? Okay?
Yeah.
But homosexuality is wrong, and it'll be wrong until Jesus comes back. God did not create Adam and Steve, okay? The whole purpose of man and woman is to replenish the earth, and you cannot replenish the earth whenever a male is with a male or a female is with a female. Sorry. Can't, it don't work like that. Beside the sin option, beside it being a sin, right? Okay. People don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. Okay. And so whenever we start talking about what we believe in, when we start saying that a child should not have an operation or be given pills at 12 years old to turn them into the opposite sex of what they already are, that's just us having the freedom. You don't have to listen to it. Don't listen to it. I don't care. Right?
Right.
I have the freedom, right? I have a choice and I have a voice.
That's right.
563-999-3597.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some callers call in and talk about this tonight, because I know it's a heated topic out there. And I know there's some people that want to get that off their chest. And whether you agree with us or not, we want to hear from you, because like TJ said, you know, that's one of the great things about our country is that we have that freedom and we take it for granted. And instead of expressing that freedom, we hold back because we're afraid we're going to offend somebody or upset somebody. And the truth is, we just need to walk in the freedom that we've been given and, you know, not be upset if someone else doesn't agree with
us. Doesn't agree with us. That's right. You know, the thing about it is that we need to understand that we as Christians, we need to become very politically involved. Now, I was doing,
exactly.
Now I'm a historian, right? My, I had a list here.
A list of people to ask questions of?
Yeah. And I just think I just messed this up. Just give me just 1 minute here to get back where we were at. I think I cut off our telephone, but we'll get it back on again. Take me just a second. Just 1 second here.
While you're doing that,
yeah, go ahead.
It's very important that the church has a voice in politics. It's very important that Christians stand up and realize that we as a church, which is just simply a group of called out people following Jesus, we need to stand up and have our voice in this free country just as much as anyone else.
Anybody
else.
We
have a right to that.
If they want to wave a rainbow flag in the name of whatever, LGBT or whatever, EBT, I have a right to raise my flag and say I'm a Christian without them becoming offended. Right? You can be a regressive all you want to be. You can be as liberal as a day is long. But, baby, don't get mad at me because I stand for a conservative right, okay?
Right.
And that's what we have. It's amazing to me that people can say whatever they want to, okay? They can come against whatever they want to that's conservative. But if the conservatives rise up, guess what? Then they start crying. They start getting upset, and that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Most of them are cowards anyway, okay? Most of them are afraid. But it's kind of like the church. If we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything.
Exactly.
That's a proven fact. COVID-19 comes along. The church has fallen. The church has over 8,000 churches are closing every single week because people won't stand up.
Yeah.
Now, that's amazing. I wanted to look at this, because I remember whenever I was studying for, I got a social studies degree, right, education degree, and so history was a very, politics and history was a very important part of my degree, right? And I often think, who were the thinkers, okay, of the American Revolution, which would give birth to the greatest republic that the world has ever seen? And Washington, Jefferson, Samuel Adams, they were not the root thinkers of the revolution. You know who the root thinkers of the revolution were? This is going to surprise a lot of people. But the root thinkers of the revolution were pastors.
Yeah.
They inspired the thinking that brought about the American Revolution. Okay? So whenever they taught it in the churches, the Provincial Congress of Massachusetts stated in 1774, we cannot but acknowledge the goodness of heaven in constantly supplying us with preachers of the gospel whose concern has been the temporal and spiritual happiness of this people. Okay, yep. That's what they thought then. You know what we think now? Well, if it's bad, it's okay to talk about it. But if it's good, if it's clean, yeah. if it's wholesome, especially if it's about Jesus Christ, right? We got to keep our mouth shut. I'm telling you, Bradley, if we don't stand now for what is right, if we don't take a political stand now for what is right, our days are doomed.
We're going to lose our freedom.
We're going to lose everything we know.
Yeah.
And don't come wimping and crying to me and saying, I don't understand what I understand. Did you vote? Well, no, I didn't vote because my vote really doesn't count. Well, yes, it does. It does count.
Right.
Well, I heard somebody say, well, my vote didn't count because they rigged the election. Okay? Well, we're getting it back on course again. It won't happen. I can't see it happening twice. But even if it did happen, I'd still vote. I'd still yeah. have my say. I'd still get on the airwaves and tell everybody about what I believe in, right? Because that's my God-given American right, right? As a nationalist of this country. As someone yeah. being born in the United States, the First Amendment gives me the right to say what I want to say unless that I'm being derogatory or coming against somebody but a politician.
Exactly.
Right? What do you think? 563-999-3597. Pastors were the ones that really got the war going, the Revolutionary War. Okay?
Yeah.
There's going to be some changes in America. There's not going to be any doubt. There's going to be some changes in America. Okay? Now, I want to share something else with you before we go to another topic. Okay? You know as well as I do that Muslims, okay, Islamists are radicals.
Right.
They're radicals. Now, I don't care what they are. I mean, they're radical in their belief to Allah and to Muhammad. They're radical in that, okay? Just like Christians should be radical to Jesus Christ. I don't hear very many Christians in Congress. Maybe, I don't know if there's any in there or not. I'm sure there's a lot of people that say it by mouth, right?
Right.
They say, I'm born again or I'm a Christian, right? You can't see them any different than anybody else, though. They're acting the same, doing the same. But I'm going to tell you some names and a couple names, and I'm going to ask you, have you heard of them before? Okay. Have you ever heard of an incumbent from Minnesota by the name of Omar? You have. You don't remember.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
The woman, Omar.
Oh,
the woman
yes.
That,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
We know she's a radical Islamist. She comes against Israel. She says whatever she wants to say about God's people, right? She says yeah. whatever she wants to say. She, I'm sure, I don't know how many times they pray a day, but I'm sure that she's right there on her little carpet praying to wherever it's at, right? Okay, seven yep. times a day, eight times a day, whatever it is. I don't know how many times a day they pray. I don't know nothing about Islam, okay, whatever, okay? That's a religion that I don't understand because I don't care to understand, right?
Yeah.
All I know is I've seen a lot of Islamists saved whenever I go overseas and preach revivals. That's all I know, right? Okay, tons of Muslims are giving their hearts to Jesus Christ in these crusades that I do, okay? There's another one called Rashida T-L-A-I-B, Tlaib, something like that. And she's from Michigan, okay? And all of these are people, Keith Ellison, Andre Carson. There's four in the House right now. I didn't check senators. This is just House of Representatives. There are four right now that are in that are there, right? And that I could tell you right now that they're not quiet. They're not quiet about what they believe in. They're not quiet about that they are Islamists. They're not quiet about that they serve Allah, right?
Right.
But I don't hear very many Christians in the House talk about Jesus Christ. I don't hear very many Christians in Senate talking about Jesus Christ. I just don't do it. Nancy Pelosi is supposed to be a Catholic. I sure don't hear her talking about anything that is productive to the kingdom of God. All she wants to do is cause trouble. Right? What do you think? 563-999-3597. Hey, we'll be back right after this, Bradley.
You're hearing it right on Right Talk with TJ and Brad.
If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good driving record, I need you to listen up. We Hire Truckers has driving opportunities across the U.S. Not only do they have driving jobs, We Hire Truckers specialize in regional opportunities that will get you home every week. We Hire Truckers believes you can spend valuable times with your family and still bring home the bacon. We Hire Truckers will get you home and money in your bank account. Give Mickey a call today, 479-461-5657. That's 479-461-5657. 479-461-5657. Call We Hire Truckers today. If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good... If you are a truck driver and have 6 months...
He doesn't want to go away. He does not want to go bad. Come on. That your mom and dad warned you about. Where we talk about politics and religion. Okay, so I guess I'm off my oak box right now. But don't come to me. Nobody come to me and say, well, Christians shouldn't be in politics. You're a heretic if you believe that. That's just about the craziest thing, Bradley. Am I on mute again or something? Because I don't hear nothing, okay? I mean, come on. I mean, when are we going to come to the reality that until Christians start standing up for what is right, that's the only thing that's going to change America, the only thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we've got to stand up. We've got to let our voice be heard just like everyone else.
Everybody else. 563-999-3597. 563-999-3597. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Yeah, having a great time. Also, if you want to call us on Facebook, Messenger. We had several people do that last week, didn't we, Brad?
We sure did.
They had a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So what else is going on in the world today, Brad?
Oh, there's so much. I don't even know where to begin. How about something just totally off the wall that people may not realize.
Well, we just need to cool it down. So go ahead.
Just cool it down a little bit.
Yeah, just cool it down a little bit. Get me calmed down. Let me take one of my pills to relieve the pressure of my blood pressure. Just shooting. Not really.
Well, TBWTAJ, news leader in central Pennsylvania,
Central Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's right.
All right, go ahead.
Had an article out that said a West Virginia man who faces charges for growing marijuana plants, told investigators he grew the marijuana plants because he didn't trust the drug dealers. Brilliant. I mean, he had a reason.
Why didn't he just move to Oklahoma, get a license, and just grow it himself, and then he wouldn't even be in trouble?
I don't know, but, I mean, I can understand his fear. He didn't trust the local dealers. Well, I got to do this myself.
Yeah, I don't trust them either. But I don't grow my own.
I saw that. I thought, man, we got to share that. Somebody's got to.
Hey, let me tell you, and this is really going to, we're going to do a lot with this show. We're going to, you're not going to believe this, Bradley, okay? But we're going to start a contest, okay? Next Monday, we're going to start a contest, and we're going to give away a brand new Trump hat.
Oh, wow.
Okay, brand new Trump hat. They can get it in red. They can get it in camouflage. We'll have pictures of it. But all they got to do is join whatever we tell them to do, right? And then the winner, okay, we'll pick the winner Thursday or Friday, and we're going to send it straight to their house, a Trump hat. So let's get ready for that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
okay?
That is. I'm excited.
Yeah. So I was looking at a Marine Lieutenant Colonel. There's a Marine Lieutenant Colonel, and he resigns. Okay, he resigns after Biden wages war on Afghanistan, and it becomes such a disaster. Now, when I started reading this, it jerked my heart out. It really did, because a United States Marine was relieved of his duties after demanding that his leadership, including Secretary of Defense goofball Lloyd Austin, okay, where do they come up with these people at? Do they just go down the road and find somebody sitting on side of the road with the sign sticking up, say, "Hey, Uncle Joe, I'd be a great Secretary of Defense." And Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, I ain't going to say too much about him because he is a general and I appreciate him serving, okay? But the United States Marine says, you've got to take responsibility for this Afghanistan disaster. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, and my hat's off to him, okay? A battalion commander, Bradley, shared a nearly five-minute video on Facebook last week asking the top brass to take accountability for what happened in Afghanistan. Okay? The Marine read and responded to a part of the message from the Marine Corps, a commandment, General David H. Berger, addressing the Taliban taking over Afghanistan after the United States decided to withdraw troops. We've been through this. Now, all week long, right, for the last 2 weeks, right? But after receiving massive amounts of support, Scheller issued a follow-up video announcing he was resigning his commission. Now, listen to this. He resigned his commission. He'd been in it 17 years. At 20 years, he gets retirement. But at 17 years, he said, "I'm not taking my retirement. I'm quitting now." He said, "I want to make the announcement today. After 17 years, I currently not pending legal action, and I can stay in the Marine Corps for another 3 years, but I don't think that's the path I'm on. I'm resigning my commission as a United States Marine effective now, and I'm sure that there's some," okay, Marine administrative message on how I'm supposed to do that, and I'll work through that. "But I have forfeiting my retirement and all of my entitlements." Listen, this man believes in what he's doing, right? This man believed that this whole thing was a disaster. And Uncle Joe messed up. That's just Final bottom line. Messed up. Now listen to this. Okay.
Yep.
This is TJ thoughts, if anybody wants to hear it. So the suicide that killed 17 of our guys, right? And ladies, right? Okay. And so we were retaliated. Did you read that over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we retaliated. Oh, we did such a tremendous job in retaliation. We took one life. Took one life. Now listen, when you retaliate, you don't just take one person out for taking 17 of our people, not counting the Afghanistans that was wiped out, right? Come on, folks. When are we going to wake up to this fact? Uncle Joe don't care. Uncle Joe, all he's doing is getting a paycheck. He's home every weekend. He leaves the White House on Thursdays. He comes back on Monday. Man, I need a job like that. Would you vote for me for president if I did that, Bradley?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think? 563-999-3597. There's a lot of people mad. Go ahead.
Yeah, I read that article as well, and and watched that video, and the thing that really amazed me was just like what we were talking about last night or last week. All he was saying was, why isn't anyone stepping up and taking accountability for the decisions that's been made?
Mm-hmm.
Take responsibility. Because he says in the video, he says, when it first passed around the table and everyone thought this was the right idea, but was missing the key points of getting people back home safely and protecting them, he said, at what point did no one say, oh, wait, we missed that? Mm-hmm. And that's what he's saying is, at what point do we say, oh, wait, we messed up. We should have did that different.
Mm-hmm.
And instead we're saying, oh, no, we're patting ourselves on the back.
Oh, yeah.
A job well done.
Yeah, job well done. And there wasn't anything well done. Nothing was well done. Everything was just crazy. Anyway, it doesn't matter what I think, but I just think that I know that this was not planned out. This was not well thought of. This is just it's another paper tiger syndrome, right? So we become the laughing stock of the whole world, just like we did when Obama was president. We were the laughing stock of the world when Obama was president. People, I'm not talking about his race. I'm not talking about his party. I'm talking about, it seems to me that every time that we get a regressive in, right, every time that we get a regressive in, they make the United States of America look like a bunch of crybabies.
Yeah. Yeah. Fox News released an article earlier. Critics resurfaced Biden ABC interview where he pledged to stay in Afghanistan until every American was rescued.
Uh-huh.
And yet he left Afghanistan today with hundreds still left on the ground.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Not just a few. And there could even be thousands. We really don't know, right?
Right.
So, I do know this, Bradley, is that the Democrats are bracing for a GOP House takeover in 2022 amid Biden's Afghanistan crisis. I've been saying this since the start of this show. I've been saying you get ready for 2022 because there is going to be a takeover. The GOP, the GOP, even the Yellow Dog Democrats, right? Okay. And when I say Yellow Dog Democrats, we're talking about Democrats that are conservatives that are from the South. That's what Democrats used to be. They ain't no more.
Yeah.
Most of them are not anymore. Okay. But there's going to be a takeover. Okay. Democrats are preparing to lose. Well, that means bye-bye, Nancy. Right. Okay. And they're about ready to lose control of the U.S. House. Now, this is being reported, right? On conservative brief, right? And so Martin Walsh is saying that Fox News congressional correspondent Aisha Hasney reported on Monday that Democrats are very worried that the fallout from the Biden administration handling of Afghanistan will cost them control of the lower chamber. I've been saying that since the beginning. People are sick and tired of the games that Uncle Joe is playing. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't, many believe he just doesn't have the mental capacity, to be able to do the job that he's supposed to be doing. And Lord help us if Harris becomes president. She was the most liberal senator in the House, the most liberal.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, there needs to be some changes. I keep on hearing about court martials. I don't think that'll ever not court martials, but impeachments, right? I don't think that will ever happen, right?
Right.
So, but you know, they're saying based on all factors, okay, you'd have to consider Republicans the early favorites for the House majority in 2022. I've been saying that ever since we started this show. Watch out, because things are going to change. Remember, I'm telling you, when Obama was such a pud, whenever he was such a coward, right, and wouldn't stand for Americans. Remember Benghazi? Huh?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Him and Clinton sat there and watched these men die, right?
Yeah.
And nobody, we were just minutes away from being able to be in there and to rescue them. And they just stood back. They just stood back and watched them die, right? Well, whenever you have that mentality, the world knows that you are a paper tiger. And people are going to remember that when we go to the polls. And it don't matter if you're a Democrat. It don't matter if you're a Republican. You know what the number one thing that's in our heart, in most everyone's heart, is we are Americans first.
That's right.
We are Americans before we're Republicans, and we are Americans before we're a Democrat. People are going to remember this, and people that supposedly, I haven't found anybody yet, but supposedly voted for Biden, they're going to vote for a Republican in Congress and in Senate.
Yeah.
To make up for their ways, to make up for their mentality, right? Because they realize that they made a mistake. It wasn't even 90 days they realized that they made a mistake by putting him in office. They really voted for him. They really voted for him. Right?
Yeah. It shows by how quiet they got. Everybody just went completely quiet since about 90 days in.
I ain't found nobody voted for him yet. I mean, I'm just saying. I haven't found anybody that voted. I know there's people that have. I'm not saying that.
Right.
Right. But I'm just saying that I'm all over America. I'm all over the U.S. I'm from coast to coast and border to border, right? I travel this whole country. You know that.
Yeah.
And it's like if they voted for him, they sure ain't going to tell you.
Right.
You know? What do you think? 563-999-3597. 3597, which brings me to the next point, Bradley. And my computer loves to freeze. I'm on this little laptop, right? I couldn't bring my big hoss, right? I couldn't bring my laptop, so everything decides that it can freeze now. And so, you know.
Yeah.
We're just trying to find a story here to open up because I put everything on my notepad, right?
And right.
I guess tomorrow night I'm going to bring out the old tablet. The old tablet. Yeah. And just start writing, you know.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the old legal
pad.
I'm talking about digital tablet. And I ain't talking about the legal pad. Digital tablet. And put all my stories on it, and then therefore we can cruise from there. So what else you got, Bradley?
Well, you talk about Biden and stuff, and taking responsibility. One of the things, talking about, our military being upset with how this was all handled, even the way that he took on, leaving the hundreds there, but then the ones that came back and, to honor them and to do a ceremony. I don't know if you saw this, but Biden, according to several news reports, but the New York Post had an article, Biden ripped for apparently glancing at his watch during the ceremony for fallen troops. Just another evidence that he doesn't care. It's not his heart that, he's worried or concerned about these families.
Just now, what time it is. Oh, yeah, I got an appointment coming up. This isn't that important.
Right. And you look at the other things, people that he's pushed to have statues built for and stuff, when they passed away, but our own military fighting for our freedom.
Military.
Yeah. It appalls me. It really does.
Well, I think it appalls a lot of people. That there's a lot of people that are really upset about this whole ordeal. And, we can talk about it all we want to, right? But, sometimes we have to move on. I don't want to move on. But, Afghanistan is always going to be a story about pain. It's always going to be a story about people dying. We've been there 20 years. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away that easily like Biden wants it to.
Right.
Have you heard lately about what Trump, what the possibilities of what's going to happen with Trump and his social media ban? Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Well, this case, Trump's social media ban, his case there could go before the Supreme Court.
Oh, wow.
And I know. Okay, so First Amendment right says I have the freedom of speech, right? Okay. And of course, they're trying to link this to the Capitol rioting, that Trump had everything to do with the Capitol rioting, okay, which is nonsense to start with.
Right.
Okay. So Facebook, the great minds at Facebook and Twitter decided we're just going to take him off because, and I guess YouTube also, we're just going to take him off, right? But a lawyer for former President Donald Trump announced he believes that Trump's lawsuit against Google, Facebook, and Twitter could go to the Supreme Court because those companies are doing the bidding of the government. Think about that. The bidding of the government. In an interview with Fox News, John Cole argued that a number of factors contribute to big tech acting as state actors, which makes them liable to some government standards. And it does. They are liable to some government standards. Okay? Because there's not a freedom of speech. I don't care what anybody says. There is not a freedom of speech. The only freedom of speech is what Zuckerberg says.
Right.
That's it. Okay. If they don't want you and me talking conservatively, if they don't want you talking about Jesus Christ, if they don't want you talking about all of the conservative things, it's funny to me, they don't ever come against the liberal junk. They don't ever come against the regressives. They don't ever come against Uncle Joe. Okay.
Yeah.
It's always Trump. It's always conservative. It's always people who have a very strong stance for the religious and for the right. That's why they call us the right, because we're right.
Yeah.
Okay. But the basis for all of this case is that private companies cannot be empowered by the government via Congress, via Section 230. Cole said, according to the New York Post, the Biden administration and members of Congress can't delegate what they cannot do themselves. So who knows? That's something to be watching, right? That's something that we need to be looking at, because If that goes to the Supreme Court, that's going to be a big one. They win,
yeah,
it is. That's even going to be a bigger one, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that we'll need, we can be watching here in the near future, okay? And one more thing I want to talk about, okay? The worst show on TV, the very worst, despicable, lousy, no good for nothing show on TV called The View. Mm-hmm. With a bunch of liars. They all a bunch of liars. I don't care what they say. They a bunch of liars. Okay? Because I remember when it was said that Whoopi Goldberg said she'd leave America if Trump became president. Guess where Whoopi's living, baby? Uh-huh. Yeah. She didn't move. She ain't gonna move. Big liar. Sorry, just how it is. But, you know, they had a I don't ever watch it. I can't watch it, okay? I can't watch it. I'd lose my sanctification. I'd lose everything if I watched that, you know? I'd be chunking my TV out the front door if I watched that, you know, or throwing a rock through it or something, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, there's one of the Meghan McCain, okay, who is on there, who is a Republican. I don't know if she's a rhino or not, but she's a Republican, and she's quitting. And guess who is on the forefront or on the top list? I might start watching it now, of somebody that is going to take her place.
Who?
You don't even know, do you?
No, I don't. I'm kind of excited to hear. You got me interested.
Condoleezza Rice.
Wow, really?
Don't you know that woman will put Whoopi in her place? Right? I mean, listen, every woman on there is a feminazi. Thank you, Rush Limbaugh. Every woman on there is a feminazi. Every woman on there is somebody that, there ain't no way I'd listen to any of them. Matter of fact, when I started hearing all this stuff about Whoopi Goldberg, I told my kids, I told everybody in my house, we will never watch another movie with Whoopi Goldberg in it again. Period.
Right.
They ain't coming on in my house. Right? That's just how I feel about it. Okay? So Condoleezza Rice, there were some other people that were mentioned, right? And one of those, I would read this to you. I'd love to read this to you. Oh, there it goes. Another person that was mentioned is, you might not know who she is, okay? But another person, I'm trying to find it where it went to, was former Republican Utah Congressman Mia Love. That would be okay, I think. I don't know. I don't know who Mia Love is, right? But then also former Fox News host Ebony K. Williams and former communication director with President Donald Trump, Alyssa Farah, among others. So I guess they're trying to put a conservative in there, trying to put somebody in there that, you know, can – it's a view.
Right.
It ain't worth watching. I've never watched a stupid show, but it ain't worth watching. Okay, and nobody gonna call in. Nobody gonna call in and call my bluff on it. Nobody gonna call in. Nobody gonna call in, Brad, and say, "Oh, Whoopi Goldberg, she's a person that I want to lie look up to." Nobody looks up to Whoopi Goldberg. She's a liar. I was going
to get Whoopi to call in.
I'd like that. I would love Whoopi to call in because you know what? I even offered. I put on Facebook. Whoopi, I'll help you move. I won't charge you a dime. I'll come and help you pack. She never called me then. She ain't going to call me now. Good grief. Crazy, Bradley.
Yeah, it is.
Crazy. Well, I've enjoyed your company this evening.
Yes, it's been a good talk tonight. Lots of good information.
And I hope you I know you haven't been feeling very well. I hope you get feeling better tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Bradley.
Good night, Bradley.
want to thank you for joining us on Right Talk. Listen to Right Talk every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Central on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, and LinkedIn. You can also watch and listen to Live Talk on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and podcasts around the world. Right Talk is a TJ Tipton Inc. production.
Recording stopped.